Imagine being told you have just days to live because you've lost the ability to sleep. While your sleep problems are almost certainly not this dire, most sleep disorders are among the most treatable conditions in medicine, yet remain woefully misunderstood. Dr. W. Chris Winter's groundbreaking work reveals that sleep isn't an elusive luxury, but a fundamental skill that can be developed with the right approach. Sleep connects to virtually every aspect of our health, from brain function to heart health to weight management. When we don't sleep well, our brain's crucial cleaning processes become compromised, potentially contributing to neurodegenerative disorders. Poor sleep dysregulates hormones that control hunger and fullness, leading to overeating. For every hour of sleep lost, individuals gain an average of 2.1 points on their BMI. What's more surprising is that our cardiovascular system suffers tremendously from poor sleep quality, with sleep disorders increasing risk for heart attack, elevated blood pressure, and stroke. Have you ever wondered why your mood seems to plummet after a few nights of bad sleep? The connection isn't just in your head. For patients with obstructive sleep apnea, depression rates can drop dramatically with treatment, from 73% to just 4%. What would you do for a good night's sleep? For many struggling with sleep problems, the answer is almost anything. This desperation stems from sleep being as essential as food, water, and sex, a primary drive that cannot be denied indefinitely. Many who claim they don't sleep are actually sleeping but not perceiving it effectively. Studies where subjects received only 4 to 6 hours of sleep for just 2 weeks showed significant performance deterioration, with many falling asleep during attention tasks despite not recognizing their own impairment. Unlike hunger, which can be overcome in cases of anorexia or hunger strikes, the brain retains final control over sleep and will eventually force it upon us. Remember Randy Gardner, who set the record for staying awake 11 days, 24 minutes in 1964? He experienced microsleeps, hallucinations, cognitive impairments, and paranoia. Sleep needs are highly individualized, like caloric requirements, and change throughout our lifetime. Sleep occurs in three distinct phases: light sleep, the foundation; deep sleep, most restorative; and dream sleep, REM. Light sleep serves as the gateway to other sleep states, comprising over half our total sleep time. REM sleep, discovered when researchers observed rapid eye movements in sleeping children, accounts for about 25% of sleep, occurring in 20 to 40 minute cycles that lengthen throughout the night. During REM, humans temporarily lose thermoregulation ability, becoming essentially cold-blooded. Deep sleep, N3, is when growth hormone production peaks, strengthening muscles, fortifying bones, and boosting immune function. This restorative deep sleep naturally decreases with age. Sleep and wakefulness function as opposing forces. Sleepiness builds throughout the day as adenosine accumulates, while vigilance fluctuates based on circumstances. Sleep occurs when sleepiness surpasses vigilance. Wakefulness chemicals, histamine, dopamine, and orexin, counterbalance sleep-promoting chemicals, adenosine and melatonin. People with excessive daytime sleepiness struggle with vigilance, while insomnia sufferers may feel tired but experience heightened vigilance at bedtime, often due to bedroom-related anxiety. This explains why you might doze off in meetings but snap awake when called upon. Many confuse being sleepy with being tired, but the distinction is crucial. True sleepiness means having a high likelihood of falling asleep, while fatigue is physical exhaustion without necessarily being ready for sleep. Someone who claims to be sleepy but takes hours to fall asleep isn't experiencing true sleepiness. This misunderstanding often leads people to go to bed when fatigued but not sleepy, a common path to insomnia. While poor sleep can cause fatigue, many other conditions can too, from thyroid issues to depression. Sleepiness stems from three main sources: drugs, sleep deprivation, and sleep dysfunction. Sleep dysfunction is like eating with a hole in your throat. Nothing gets properly processed despite continuous consumption. Healthy adults typically need 6 to 7 hours of sleep, not the commonly cited 8 hours. This misconception partly comes from sleep disorder sufferers who need 9-plus hours to function. Research, including studies of hunter-gatherer societies averaging 6.4 hours nightly, shows we don't actually sleep less than our ancestors. Make your bedroom completely dark by eliminating all light sources. Remove TVs, which disrupt sleep through light and noise. Power down electronic devices hours before bed. E-readers specifically delay sleep onset and reduce REM sleep compared to printed materials. Choose a comfortable mattress that suits your needs and maintain optimal temperature, noting that night owls typically run warmer than morning types. Avoid sleep-disrupting substances. Nicotine stimulates. Caffeine can reduce sleep by an hour, even 6 hours before bedtime, and alcohol, though commonly used as a sleep aid, disrupts sleep quality in the night's second half. High-carb foods promote drowsiness through insulin responses, while protein-rich foods increase alertness. Establish a bedtime routine and dedicate time each evening to write down tasks and concerns, mentally setting them aside until morning. Insomnia involves both difficulty sleeping and distress about that difficulty. Anxiety is the main culprit, with racing thoughts preventing sleep onset. After months of struggle, bedtime becomes associated with dread. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, effectively addresses the underlying anxiety and poor habits. Sleep state misperception occurs when people believe they're not sleeping despite normal sleep patterns, a disconnect causing significant distress. Many providers mistakenly focus only on sleep apnea, missing other important disorders. Restless leg syndrome affects 10% of adults, causing unbearable sensations like internal itching. Narcolepsy, stemming from orexin deficiency, causes excessive daytime sleepiness and sudden sleep attacks. REM behavior disorder, where people physically act out dreams due to failed sleep paralysis, can signal early Parkinson's disease. While sleep studies aid diagnosis, home testing has limitations since it doesn't measure actual sleep patterns. Sleep is a skill you can develop and improve through practice and patience. The key shift is moving from fear to confidence. Good sleepers maintain a whatever attitude, believing they'll be fine regardless of how the night goes. This fearlessness is what insomnia sufferers must cultivate. Like other important relationships, sleep requires attention, respect, and understanding. When you stop fighting sleep and align with your body's natural rhythms, transformation becomes possible. Your environment, habits, and mindset work together to shape your sleep experience. By applying sleep science principles and developing healthier attitudes, you can revolutionize both your nights and your life. Sleep isn't a luxury. It's the foundation of health and happiness. The power to transform your sleep lies within you. Remember, you don't need to control sleep, just create conditions that allow it to happen naturally.